Harrison, get to you, David Tennant.
Yes,
hi. You're having a nice morning so far.
I'm loving it. That James Morrison just was exactly what I wanted to hear.
Just what you wanted, some emotion on a Friday.
It was, yeah.
Talking of emotion, yeah. Did you get emotional when you were filming the last Doctor Who ever seen in your life?
Of course I did.
Did you ever cry?
I might have had a little one, yeah.
A little tear?
Maybe a little one or two. Yeah.
Well, you miss all your friends and stuff that you've made
on
that show.
Of course I will. Yeah, it's the same people who've been working on the show pretty much for since I've been there for the last 4 years. So, yeah, of course. A lot of them are now working on the show. Apparently, it carries on without me. I don't quite understand how that works.
How are people going to cope without you doing the show? Because you have got a complete huge army of fans out there.
Do you know what will happen? Everyone will go, oh, it's never going to be the same. Oh, I can't believe he's gone. And then 2 weeks in, they'll be going, Matt Smith's brilliant, isn't he? I love him. And I'll be history.
They'll forget about you that quickly.
That's what happened when I was a kid. Tom Baker left. You went, I can't believe Tom Baker's. Oh, Peter Davison's great. That's just how it works.
And of course, you've got huge plans. You're going to America. You're going to be working on a new show called Rex Is Not Your Lawyer.
Well, I'm making a pilot. And in America, it's very different to here. They make lots of pilots, and I don't want to trumpet it too much in case nothing happens with it. You know, we make a pilot, and we'll see what happens.
But you read a script and thought, this sounds like my cup of tea.
It's good, yeah. It's a great character, and I'm going to have fun with it, I think.
Will you be doing an American accent?
I will.
Can you give us a snippet?
That's the plan, unless, of course, after day one, they kind of go, do you know, I think he's from Paisley. I think we can reshoot day one and we'll make him from... Yeah, he's from Govan Hill now.
Right.
Yeah.
But that works, you know. There's a lot of Brits out there doing their thing now.
There are.
Like lovely Ashley and Ugly Betty.
The lovely Ashley Jensen. Who's,
and she hasn't got an American accent, has she? She just does her own accent.
And she's in another show now called... I should know this because she's a friend of mine. That's what it's called. She's doing a Scottish accent in that as well.
Right.
Yeah, so it's possible. It's clearly possible.
Absolutely. Okay, now what I thought we could do is do one of my favourite little features on the show with you, because I know that you love music.
I do love a bit of music, yes.
Genuine music fan. So I've got some of your favourite songs ready for this.
Radio 1's music generator.
A generator machine that I'm going to introduce you to. So we're going to put in your favourite tracks right now and then give you a new bit of
music.
Is
that thing
in
the corner with all the flashing, gurning lights?
It's all these huge boxes. That
all these huge, this huge thing they've got here, yeah.
It's not very 2009, but it works very well
indeed.
It's nice. So here's what you're listening to at the moment.
Yeah.
Muse.
Very good, yeah.
Bit of Paolo. Do you love Paolo?
Do you know? He's from Paisley.
He's from Paisley. Is that the only reason?
Yeah. No, it's a great song. That's also a great track.
Yeah. And who's this?
This is Owl City.
Oh, yeah. Owl City. Yeah. A nice mix, David. We're going to whack him in the generator.
Thank you very
much. Thank you. The music generator. Generating.
Oh, it takes a while, doesn't it?
It takes a while. It's processing.
Yeah.
It's processing.
Okay.
It's, you know, old school. So it's processed your music. I think it's fair to say it's quite sort of...
More James Morrison.
More James Morrison.
Oh, no?
You do like guitar-based music.
I do quite like a guitar, yeah.
But with kind of some passion and soul in there.
Bit of passion and soul. And sometimes I like a synthesizer.
You like a synthesizer?
But there's none of that in them, so let's pretend I didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Owl City slightly, but...
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Well, this hasn't got any synth in it at all.
Well,
if anything,
fine.
Quite the opposite.
Okay.
It's a little bit folky. Is that okay?
You know, because one of my favourite bands of all time, The Proclaimers.
There we go.
And they're very folk-based.
This works very well.
Uh-huh.
This is a band that I'm passionate about, so I think you're going to like this band.
Okay, I'd better.
They're clearly,
if you're passionate about it.
Yeah. Mumford & Sons. Heard of?
Never heard of them.
This is brilliant. Mumford & Sons. This is their new track called Winter Winds. Greg James has this as his record of the week. He loves this band as well.
Okay.
We've both seen them live many, many times.
Right.
This year. They're beautiful. Very new band. And they've got an album called Sigh No More.
Uh-huh.
They're incredible live. I'm talking kind of a tweed vibe like you today.
Thank you.
Bit of tweed. I'm talking waistcoats. I'm talking double basses, haystacks.
I like a waistcoat.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Get your ears around this, David. See
Brilliant.
What you think. Mumford & Sons, Winter Winds.